It's Current State on WKAR. If you know a kid who just can't stop dancing, singing, and being slightly overdramatic, the Wharton Center might have something to better channel all that theatrical energy. Current State's Jamie Paisley spoke with Chris Koop-Ouellette, Associate Director of the Wharton Center's MSU-FCU Institute of Arts and Creativity. It's quite the title. And Ouellette uses her experience as a Broadway actress to put on a one-week-long intensive training session for young thespians. It's called Take It From the Top, and it's been going for 7 years.
Which is really exciting because each year we've been able to fine-tune the program and add in things that address the needs of our community. So this year we're actually adding in a junior advanced class so that the younger kids who still have pretty great theatrical experience already are able to work on building character and developing all that sort of thing in a focus on one single musical. So the preteen program this year, ages 9 to 13, will workshop 13 the musical while also taking classes in dance, voice, acting, and improv around that focus.
Now, the program is 1 week long, and traditionally, you know, if it's a bit of a boot camp, then it's you're working on the triple threat, singing, dancing, and acting. But it's not just focused towards those that are young learners that are working towards Broadway. It's just also a creative outlet and finding those as well. It's not just heavily focused, you're going to get a job at the end of this. It's how to improve yourself as an actor and being more comfortable in front of stage as well. That's part of the take it from the top approach, yes?
Absolutely. Learners with any kind of focus, yes, a lot of the students that we do have are interested in pursuing performing arts as a career. But a lot of the students, other than that, are interested in learning how to improvise, which is a life skill. If you have to suddenly be in front of people and are asked to make a presentation or that sort of thing, it's a really useful skill. We really develop confidence. That's one of our main focuses. Operating on a shoestring budget is a life skill that you can get out of theatrical work. Just thinking creatively and comfortably. Again, it's the triple threat discipline, you said, song, dance, and acting, which I liken also to mind, body, spirit. So we're developing all three simultaneously, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
To help facilitate this, you actually have guest artists that come in that are Broadway performers, and you've had a number of very legit guests, certainly.
Yes.
And this year is no exception.
This year is no exception. This year we actually have a record number of 7 teaching artists coming in directly from the stages of Broadway. We have a musical director this year who was the author and composer of Altar Boys, which ran forever.
That's right.
Off-Broadway. And he was also the musical director for Avenue Q on Broadway when it won all of its Tonys. His name is Gary Adler. Paul Kanin, who is the co-creator of the program, will be coming in as a teaching artist again this year. He most recently was the dance captain in Kinky Boots on Broadway. There's no question that who you know in show business is as important and sometimes more important than what you know. It's incredible, but I got to spend some time with the Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber this past week when I was in New York, and Cameron McIntosh's second-hand man, a young man named Seth Sklarhein, and the star of the London production of Les Mis right now, who will be bringing Miss Saigon in. And it's because even though I've been away from New York for about 3.5 years because of programs like this, I remain pertinent in the city, and I want to give these students every opportunity and their parents to take advantage of my connections and make their lives in the theater a little bit easier.
Yeah. And as part of that, you're also kind of coaching students that are part of this Take It From the Top at the Wharton Center program how to film things to go off to the New York casting agents as well.
That's right. One of our primary focuses is the audition. For students who don't wish to pursue musical theater as their career, still need to do a college video, I call it audition, but it's sort of an interview submission. And so we work on that very carefully to make sure that what they might know already gets taken up 12 notches so that when they are applying for schools, mom and dad can trust that this kid has been coached expertly. Also, the videos from our auditions get kept on file at a New York casting agency for a year. And we've had offers for jobs, major jobs, come out of that bit right there from Telsey Casting. We had students who were offered positions in Elf the Musical on tour, the Broadway production on tour, and Kinky Boots. All of our 9 through 13-year-old young men were given a chance to audition for the leading role of the character as a young man. And already we've seen results from that aspect of this program.
Yeah. Now, the focus of Take It From the Top for the week-long program that we've got, the younger version, the junior version of Take It From the Top, and the still kind of high school-age kids. And they're certainly still developing. Puberty is still raging the hormones and adjusting their bodies throughout the years.
That's right.
This. And so you have to take in consideration, of course, anybody that's considering being part of Broadway, the abilities of the young learner. And I'm speaking mostly as a vocal education person myself, that I get nervous when I hear that kids are doing Defying Gravity and mm-hmm. Let It Go. It's that's something to also educate about, that these are still developing performers. That's part of the approach, I assume, as well.
That's correct. We emphasize healthy dancing, healthy singing. We focus on selections of music that have a story that those individuals relate to, as opposed to a giant vocal range. And at the same time, if that's exactly what that student wants to learn, we make sure that they approach that kind of singing and dancing in a healthful way, so that there's no damage done when trying to do something that's self-expression.
Yeah. Now, at the end of the week, you're going to be having performances of these musicals as well. There's 13, the Jason Robert Brown musical, which we talked about. There's also the Gershwin collaboration of Crazy for You. Is that available for the public to view?
It is. On Saturday, both of those advanced classes will perform their recital in the afternoon, and it's free to attend. On Friday evening, the 29th, we'll have our preteen and teen students do something that's sort of a variety show presentation, where they will do solo songs and group numbers and improvisation things in front of the audience, some scene work, and demonstrate what they've been working on all week long. And both aspects of the performances on Friday and Saturday are really, really wonderful to watch. We get such a huge response from parents saying, when I sent my child here at the beginning of the week, I thought that he or she was already a star. And the growth, the measure of growth, is it's a thing in the room. It's obvious, and it's wonderful that parents get some real gratification out of being able to participate in this program. We do have an adult program. It is a one-night only $30 thing where the adults in – we've had students, adult students from age 21 through 86 participate in this program. Okay. And some who are people who never – ever wanted to professionally pursue theater. Some are already professionally in theater. We have students that just want to sing karaoke sometimes, or just hang out with really cool people from New York for an evening. And we do a little bit of improv. We do a little bit of choreography. And at the end of the evening, people are able to workshop 16 to 32 bars of a favorite song. And that's where we focus on the storytelling and some vocal technique. It's stupid fun, I like to call it. People get in a little nervous because they're not sure what to expect. But by the end of our first improvisation game, friendships are being formed, and it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah. So three different levels as part of Take It From the Top, provided by the Wharton Center. They're from Monday, July 25th through the pretty much that week for both the junior advanced and the advanced levels. And then there's the single night only of the 21-plus adult learners. More information about that at whartoncenter.org. Chris, thanks very much for stopping in and talking with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.